You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
On May 17th, the first monkeypox case in the UK was found. Since then, the World Health Organization has reported that 146 cases of the virus have been found around the world, within Europe, America, and even in Australia. With cases beginning to reach close to New Zealand, health experts have expressed concern that it might not be long until we experience it firsthand. I spoke to Dr. Arindam Basu from the University of Canterbury about the virus, and I began by asking what the virus is and how it can affect us. Firstly, I just want to start by asking if you can explain what monkeypox is and what are some of the signs that people should look out for.
So monkeypox is basically something like smallpox, but it's much milder than smallpox. It's called monkeypox because it was discovered in monkeys in 1958 in a Danish laboratory. But the first case was in 1970 in a Congo basin. And then there has been a resurgence of monkeypox because smallpox vaccination rates kind of dropped for the last 40 years. So, I mean, there's been the last case of smallpox was in 1980, and then, you know, people have not been inoculated. So this was generally and mostly confined within Western and Central Africa, and, you know, very, very few cases were known outside of Africa. First time we are seeing that it is occurring in non-endemic countries, and the signs and symptoms are people start with fever about 101 degree Fahrenheit, and then there is a sort of weakness and malaise and a mild cough, flu-like symptoms. Soon there is, you know, swelling of lymph nodes and, you know, appearance of rash. The rashes first appear on the face and then they spread towards palms and other parts of the body. And the disease basically is self-limiting. About 3 to 6% people in Nigerian studies, you know, are known to die, but no one has died so far in this round that we are seeing in non-endemic countries. And roughly so, you know, 3% or less people are likely to die from this. Self-limiting will last for 21 days. Goes away. And it occurs amongst close contacts of people, which means people who live with the people who have the disease, and those who have got the disease, they are infectious. Incubation period roughly between 6 to 14 days.
Are there any cures at the moment for monkeypox, or is it just something that people have to ride out?
Well, there are some antivirals that are present. They used to use acyclovir, but then later on there are certain other topical, I mean, there's some antivirals are given, but the antivirals are, how effective they are is still open to question. There are two vaccines that were approved by the US FDA in 2019, which updated the smallpox vaccines that are known. So it's possible to get vaccinated, but the vaccinations are usually done for people who are considered to be at higher risk. Now, in this case, what's going to happen or what the vaccination studies are going to be is quite up to speculation. Or we are expecting that there will be at least something called a ring vaccination, which means that people who are close contacts will be given the vaccines to protect the other people from that thing. Now, what is really important here is this, that once people contact it, or if there are people who are likely to be associated with people who have developed the disease, should avoid going to the public places, should avoid sexual contact with others, should not share body fluids and things like that. So there are quite a few things that people need to keep in mind. 21 days is the probably safe time for which people will need to isolate themselves.
What kind of strains are there with monkeypox? Is it just one that's affecting people in this round, or is there...
At the moment, there are two different, they're called clades. So there are two different clades that are known. One is from Congo. It's called the Congolese strain. The other is the West African strain. The West African strain is the one that is at the moment circulating worldwide. The West African strain is also the one that had happened in the US, the Canada, previously in Singapore as well. So that's the one that's happening. And that strain, fortunately, is not as deadly as the Congolese one. So that's what we know so far.
How soon is it expected to reach New Zealand, especially with it already hitting Australia?
Yeah, we have got two cases, one in Melbourne, the other in Sydney. Now, it's open to question. Now, there are a couple of routes in which it can reach. Say, for example, remember that this is a disease that gets transmitted from small animals to human beings, which means that if there are pet shops or, you know, if there are exotic pets, things like that, that are coming to New Zealand, they may carry the virus, and from there it can spread to the community. Or if somebody who is already a suspected case or who's a probable case, which means that the person is already infected, takes a plane, arrives in the country, then that person can also spread the disease. Well, that has already happened. We don't know it. We have to wait to see what's the story. But it's quite highly likely, given the way the disease is spreading across the world in non-endemic countries, expect something to happen maybe a week, a couple of weeks' time.
Finally, I just want to ask about, like, what is the current reported case number? And is monkeypox just something we should be worried about, like, with serious concern?
Very serious concern, no. Because this disease is self-limiting, it's probably only going to go for 3 or 4 rounds, and then it's going to be, it's self-limiting, which means that even if people are infected, they will be suffering, or they'll recover. Human-to-human transmission is not very common. The only way human-to-human transmission happens if people are in close contact for some long time, if there is sexual contact. At the moment, most people who are reporting this are GBSMN, which means that gay, bisexual men having sex with men. So sexual transmission seems to be the most important, you know, most common pathway of its transmission. And if these things are kept in mind, then the transmission of the disease can be kept to a minimum, and this transmits through droplet, so which means that it's not like COVID at all. So we are not expecting anyone should be expecting runaway infections anytime soon. But having said that, it's quite possible to have community spread within New Zealand as well. So that could be a cause of concern. So basically, there is no need to panic or need to be too concerned at this stage. It will be okay, fine. In terms of case numbers, it's rising rapidly because at the moment, as far as I understand, there are 12 countries in 3 WHO regions, and the total count is most likely 146 at the moment when we are speaking.
That was Dr. Arindam Basu from the University of Canterbury speaking to me about the monkeypox endemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.